For decades, the stately Hotel Petaluma has been a quiet home to long-term, mostly low-income renters. Today, however, controversy swirls around the 90-year-old building due to a new owner's plans to convert it to more conventional nightly lodging. Terrence Andrews of Marin County purchased the five-story hotel last October and promptly announced plans for rent increases and evictions, says then-tenant and former assistant hotel manager Ruth Bird.
He told me in November that his fondest wish would be to just have the hotel empty. And that's what he's done. He just evicted everyone. I mean, there's $80,000 a month in rentals coming in when that hotel is 90% full. I know this because I worked in the office.
Bird, who has now relocated to Southern California, confirmed reports that Andrews has withheld deposit refunds for tenants, including herself, and she charges that the evictions, most of which have been enforced over the past month, were arbitrary and, in some cases, cruel.
He's renting out overnight rooms with all of this construction going on. They're redoing bathrooms. He has a large enough crew to work on about three rooms at a time. He didn't have to throw everybody out. He could have just simply worked on the rooms that were empty, worked on the rooms as they became empty, and done it like that. He did not have to. He threw people out who are in wheelchairs. They don't have cars. They don't have any money. They don't have anybody to come and rescue them.
Contacted by KRCB, Andrews declined to be recorded, but he said all the allegations of poor treatments of tenants, quote, are untrue. Full renovation work is due to begin next week, he added, though eight or nine tenants remain in the 104-room hotel, and some additional rooms are currently available for guests. But the wholesale changes at Hotel Petaluma are adding to the problem of homelessness in that city, says John Records, executive director of the nonprofit service provider Committee on the Shelterless. He notes that it was the last single-room occupancy hotel in the North Bay and one of the few remaining ones in the state.
For as long as I can remember, the Hotel Petaluma has provided a place to which people can graduate after having worked their way through some of the challenges of homelessness. I just met with a woman last week who had been at the Cotts Mary Isaac Center 5 years ago, had been living at the Hotel Petaluma where she was able to pay her own way and have a good life on her own, and then is very devastated to be back here again and very frightened for what her future might hold.
Andrews, however, said he believes the former tenants have found new and better living situations. That is bitterly disputed by Carl Patrick, a local activist with the Solidarity Network, which has held press conferences and appealed to the Petaluma City Council in an effort to win protections and reparations for the departing tenants. He continues to press for a new city policy to address such situations.
We don't know exactly what that would look like, but we want to introduce some sort of protection for tenants who are evicted under similar circumstances in the future. The problem we're dealing with now is that people have nowhere to go. They've been told they have to leave, but they have nowhere to go. And the people who do find a place to go are having to move far away because there's just no availability in Petaluma.
The Solidarity Network has scheduled an additional march and rally to continue their advocacy to be held Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. in Penry Park, just up the street from the hotel. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.